Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's a 4th of July weekend and we're going to be celebrating. I thought we'd put Teresa's webpage feature to work today and create some great red, white, and blue color. Jim Allison joins us. He's a gardener extraordinary and supplies lots of great information for this program. He'll have a garden update for us. Plus, Joni says it's lightning bug time. Have you seen any? Well, you could be calling in. You can be part of the program, too, at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Colton Young is at the controls, and Teresa, Joni, and I are here, too, hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, Joni, and Jim to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Hey, are you looking for an awesome job that can be a career stepping stone or a great way to earn some extra cash? If so, maybe it's time you join Florida's hotel and restaurant industry. If you like to work with people, a job working in hotels, restaurants, theme parks, or resorts can be a great experience and rewarding. Let's show residents and visitors to Florida what we've got. Check out greatfloridajob.com today. Greatfloridajob.com. Again, that's greatfloridajob.com.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I know it's hot outside, but there's so much to do in the landscape. I'm a good example of what needs to be done. This week I found vines out of control. They were unwanted vines like skunk vine, air potato, balsam pear, and the Virginia creeper. I went to work and it took a lot of time, but it's just one of the chores that we need to get done. My orchids need repotting and spots in the lawn need filling in with a few new turf pieces. I'll just get some plugs and do there. Somehow or another, we have a few bare spots, but there's a lot more to do, and if we have time, we'll go over our list. How's that sound? As I'm sure you know, it's a 4th of July weekend, and I want to feature Teresa's webpage portion of on Landscape Boom. That's a great feature. That's a great name.
Thank you.
I like that. What can you plan for color and how? It's a great feature, and we'll provide the information. Well, anyway, good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of the Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, and our books for those who love gardening include Month-by-Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide. Just go out and put either my name or Teresa's name in because she has the Gardener's Compendium series. Most recently, Gardening with the Senses, and we do appreciate you coming by today. We're awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400 or toll-free, kind of nice, 1-888-45-LAWNS. I think it's Joni's day to pay for that line. And, of course, you can also text us at 23680. Our number one, Jim Allison from Newberry, Florida, joins us with a garden update. He has a large garden in a very cold area. How does he do it? Well, we'll find out. And Joni wants us to look out for lightning bugs. You can call us and text us if you see any in your area, which would be kind of neat. Our number two, Teresa and I'll host Lance Walheim, author and spokesperson for BioAdvance. He'll talk about citrus. He's the expert, having a citrus book. And yes, many gardeners want to add new trees, what care is needed, and what to expect with the greening disease that's still there. Lance will help. Don't worry. Webpage is up for July. I'm a bit on the moonflower. Got a picture of one of mine. Plus information on crinum lilies and fresh from the garden flowers. Joni has a feature on butterfly gardens. And Teresa, as I mentioned, has a wonderful landscape boom for her design pointers. There's a list of gotta-dos, moonsign planting dates. So take a look, betterlawns.com. Colton's at the controls, keeping us up and running. And Joni is answering your phone calls. Teresa and I are at the microphones in the studios. The calling number again, toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or text me at 23680. Facebook?
Yep, we got a great Facebook page. We want to welcome all our new likes, people who have liked our show and people who are listening to the show. So, we welcome them, and they can post their photographs or ask a question even.
Very good. This week, 6 trash can fulls, pruning of overgrown vines and weeds. And rain, some of us are getting rain.
You're finally getting some rain.
Over the last 2 weeks, I'd say we've had 4 inches.
That's great.
And as Jim will tell us today, up in Newberry, they've had almost 10. He's probably had 10 by now.
Wow.
So I don't know. Colton, you had any rain in your area?
Almost every day.
Yeah, well, we get something every day. Like this morning, coming in, it was trickling.
Yeah. I was looking at it, and it showed that we were going to have some rain this morning, so hopefully keeping our fingers crossed. I got work to do today.
Now, you live a little distance from me, and you've been getting rain.
We've been getting rain, and it comes, just right across. But it doesn't last too long.
Yeah, so I don't know. The airport's still behind over 3 inches in Orlando. So anyway.
That's good. They need to be behind for the rest of the week.
It's dry as a bone when you're inside, but the moment you try to go outside.
And Teresa works outside. You've been rained out on a couple of days.
We've only been able to get about 3 hours in of work a day. And, mostly the crew is sitting in their trucks.
Waiting, yeah. Where I was, I got done the consultation work just in time.
Wonderful.
In time. And then it started to pour. But, I came up. I was down in Harmony, Florida. And I came up to Orlando, and through Orlando, when I got to Apopka, no rain.
Nothing,
yeah. Newsletter?
Newsletter is coming out. It'll be out this weekend. And so it's the 4th of July, so I'm a little behind.
You'll make it, no problem. Joni and I have a little announcement today, and I guess it's a big announcement, actually. And that is, we've been doing a program for this is our 34th year. And so July 31st will be our final program, but we're handing it over to a very capable person. Teresa's going to be taking the helm and making the program
going
special.
On. I'm a little verklempt. And
I had to look that word up. I don't know how many people out there know what verklempt means. Raise your hand.
And so we've worked together a long time. You're the one who I credit with, everything. And I'm going to be a little sad. So I'm going to hang in there and see what we can do.
And I'll be verklempt for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it means sorrowful. But anyway, it's been many great years. We don't want to say goodbyes today. We can save them for the 31st, but we just want to give you a heads up And our stations who have our program already know this.
Right. They've known all. They've been notified all the affiliates.
Yes. And also our regular guests have been notified. And so anyway, we'll let you. We'll talk more about it on July 31st. How's that sound? Fourth July weekend, color for the fourth. We're going to have some thoughts from your web feature here. I love it. Landscape boom. What do you want to tell us about the color?
Well, the colors red, white, and blue go very well together. So, I mean, there's a reason why they're complementary colors, and they look great. The white, of course, balances the red and the blue. And we have a lot of plants here in Florida, annuals and perennials, that would look good in a container. So I've given some different flowers. And I've categorized them as low and then middle fillers, you know, the thrillers, fillers, and spillers.
Yeah.
And then also plants that are good for hanging baskets. So it's a little bit of everything. You can plant them in the ground or plant them in containers.
Yeah. Now, you have a whole list. So if you get up on the webpage,
betterlawrence.com,
they can pull this up, or Landscape Boom is the title of it. It's Teresa's design pointers. And for instance, red flowers, it's interesting that begonias have both red and white, but no blue.
Right, isn't that? It's interesting because they have peaches, and you can even get yellow begonias, but no blue begonias. Yeah.
Now, if you want blue, you go to Blue Days, I would think.
Blue Days is an excellent choice. And then also, too, I've got a pull down here. The blue, you know, depending on what kind of container, you can do like agapanthus or ageratums. Or then there's the wonderful blue salvias, which are very popular. And you can get the smaller salvias and the larger ones. And then also, of course, Russian sage. Have you ever grown Russian sage?
Yes.
Russian sage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't last too long, maybe a couple of years, three years, but it's a great choice. And then also verbena this time of the year.
Yeah, I like Tarina too.
Oh, Tarinas are wonderful. They're little clown faces.
Yeah, yeah. It's named after a Reverend Tarine. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He discovered the Tarina genus, I guess in China or someplace. And Linnaeus, when it came up for identification and everything, he named it after Reverend Tarine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. He was a missionary in China and a botanist. So Stokes Aster. Stokes Aster's native.
It is native.
Yeah. And I tried to get seeds of that about a year ago, and the price you had to pay for the seeds was outrageous, so I didn't do it. Yeah. But we were talking, you know, $12, $15 for a couple of seeds. But in the reds, there's lots of reds, even things like geraniums, of course, which are going to be going out, but pentas right now.
And there's a great one that's called a firecracker, and that's really appropriate for this time of the year.
It certainly is. And also
pentas.
Pentas in there. I'm just looking. Is pentas in every one of them? Pentas is
not
blue.
Not blue. There's no blue.
Yeah, it's harder to find blue, isn't it?
It is. Blue is an unusual color, and it's because of the color spectrum, but it's got a different color when bees and butterflies look at it. It's on a different color spectrum scale.
Yeah. We're talking about landscape boom right now for the 4th of July, red, white, and blue. And you have some patriotic roses also listed.
I love this. And so roses, of course, is our national flower. And it was between marigolds and, roses. And roses won. So there's the America, which is a climber rose, which has really been around a long time. American Beauty, we have a 4th of July that is an all-American selection. It's a climber, too, as well. Red flowers, and it's striped with white and apple fragrance. We also have Americana. Miss All-American Beauty is a hybrid pink, which is very fragrant. And then we have American Pride and Patriot. And, of course, the Peace Rose, which was my mom's favorite. It was my mom's favorite. And then we have a very, very old one called the United States. And it's very hard to find. It's rare, but it's a Perniciana rose, and that's not too easy to find. You'll find them in collections.
The story behind the Peace Rose is one that was on the last plane out of France before World War II broke out and came to the U.S., and Connor Powell, I think, had it and named it.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous flower. So they can go up onto our website, betterlawns.com, and check it out. And, you know, even if they don't do it this year, they'll have it for next year.
Yeah, I think I've been in omission here. I don't think I gave Connor, Colton, and Joni a chance to say hi. So anyway, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joni, you want to wave? She's putting her headset and she's waving. She's doing things. She's getting her lightning bugs ready, I believe.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Joni had a hard time getting up this morning.
We all did.
Me too.
Colton too, yes.
Yeah. You know, morning's my time. I don't know.
You're a farmer.
I know. And when you were putting a program together, it was something like 12:45 a.m. last night.
Yeah, this is a busy weekend, like I said, but it was a granddaughter's birthdays this week. So we celebrated all four of them. They have birthdays within 3 weeks. So we were doing this. Good. And so we were out late last night.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break now because Jim is coming up with us here. Jim Allison from Newberry, Florida. And he'll be is he here? Yep, he's here.
Wonderful.
He's already in the studio with us. That's great. So we'll be talking to Jim. Gardener Extraordinary, Big Garden. And we're going to let him tell us about it and what he's doing right now. So we'll be back. Don't go away. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
We're all excited about summer vacation, but there's no need to rush to your destination. Speeding and aggressive driving are not only against the law, but extremely dangerous. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down, stay cool, and be safe this summer. Visit flhsmv.gov/summertravel for more ways to keep us all safe while on the road. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us here on a July 3rd program. Can you believe it's July 3rd already?
It's just gone so fast.
Wow, it's moving on through. Tomorrow will be July the 4th. We just went over landscape boom. And you get up on the webpage, betterlawns.com, and you'll find all the information. A list of colorful plants, and you can plant one. Even if you can't get it done for July 4th, you can still have it during the summertime.
Sure, these will all work through the fall.
It'll work out well, yeah. No doubt about it. So I don't know what we're going to be doing today as far as planting outside. Is it going to rain?
It's going to rain.
And then we have a potential, what, tropical storm?
No, it's a hurricane right now. But by the time it gets to us in Central Florida, it's usually tropical
storm. Yeah, and going up the state and across through Tallahassee, Jacksonville.
I'm hoping it decides to go west or further east.
Or dies out.
That would be even better.
Yep. Well, we're going to find out how Jim feels about this up in Newberry, Florida. Let's welcome in right now a good friend of this program and helper with the program, Jim Allison, a terrific gardener, provider of great information for us from Newberry, Florida, located in West Alachua County, if you don't know where it is. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Tom. Good morning. Good morning, Tom, Teresa, Joni, Colton.
Yeah, we're all here. Hey, you already have had about 10 inches of rain, and if this storm comes through, you're going to get more.
Yeah, we had 10 inches for Jim just about, and got an inch just last night.
Did
oh,
you
my
really?
Goodness.
We're pretty much waterlogged here. It looks like more rain coming. So.
Yeah, I know you have a pond there. Can the land drain it off pretty well?
Yeah, it does. I got good drainage here. I got an overflow pipe on the pond, and it flows over, goes out the overflow pipe when it gets. It's right at the top right now. So,
we've had about 4 inches for almost for the year, in my house anyway. Hey, you have quite
Before I get started, Tom, I just want to say I'm going to miss you and Joni being on your show every Saturday. I've been listening to it probably for the last 10 years or so, and you've provided a lot of information, and I'm sure all your fans out here are going to miss you guys.
Well, we thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate all that you've done for us in sending information and keep us updated, and we hope you'll do it for Teresa also.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Teresa will do a good job, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Yeah. Now, you have a large garden. How would you rate the spring garden this year?
The spring garden was, some crops did really well, and others not so much. My sweet corn did really good. Silver Queen, I did really well with that. I got a lot of butternut squash going right now. It's like the vine that ate New York City out there. It's just climbing over everything. I made a mistake of planting it too close to my Roma tomatoes, and it covered it up. And I didn't get so much on my aromas, but I did get a lot of early girls and a lot of cherry tomatoes. I'm getting peppers, eggplants. I got a lot of squash and some cucumbers. That cucumbers didn't do as well either because of the same problem. But overall, I'd rate it pretty well. It was a good crop. We were giving corn away. We had so much of it out here.
So, Jim, that sounds like you're still harvesting a lot. So how do you keep the deer out? Because you up north there, you must get a lot of deer.
Oh, yeah. We got a small herd that runs around our neighborhood between me and Bob across the road from me. It runs through the neighborhood. But I got a 7-foot fence around my garden. I had to do that a few years back. It was just I couldn't have a garden with these deer here.
Yeah.
So and they do eat my ornamentals. I can't even grow fire spike around here because they love that. But they won't touch the firebush. You just kind of learn by trial what they like and what they don't like and don't plant the stuff they do like.
Yeah. Ruth is your wife, and I would think she gets ticked off when the deer comes in and eats her flowers.
Oh, yeah. They ate her hollyhocks all down. She wasn't
Did
too happy.
Really? Oh, what a shame.
But they leave the foxglove alone and some of the other things she's got. They leave that alone, but they like hollyhocks.
Oh, that's terrible. She'll have to plant them inside your garden next time.
Yeah, well, she does have a little row. I tell a row for her in there in the middle. And she's she got some seeds and she got some flowers growing in there. But they're pretty destructive, especially when you got that many. And they'll come right up to the house. You look out the back window and they'll be right in the yard. So I turn my little Jack Russell on them and he's takes off after them and they run off.
So what will you do for the garden during the summer?
Right now, I'm letting it grow. We're still picking a few tomatoes and zucchini and I got okra and cream 40 peas growing in there right now. But I'll just let it grow, and probably by the end of this month, I'll just mow down most of it, let it decompose, and I may plant some more legumes in there for some green manure, because I just want to keep building up the soil, compost and stuff like that. And last year, I bought a truckload of mushroom compost and had that put in there. And I also bought a couple round bales of spoiled hay.
Okay.
I'll probably let that sit another year, and I'm going to put that over the garden. Some of my best gardens in the past have been after I've tilled in old hay.
Wow. Where do you find old hay? Do you just contact some of the farms around you?
Yeah, there's farmers all around here and stuff like that. We got a feed store outside of Newberry that will actually sell it to you.
Oh.
So I bought a couple of those. They delivered it out here. But I've had some of my best gardens using spoiled hay, so I guess it's got a lot of nitrogen in it. I don't know, but it really everything greens up. You just got to till it in and let it sit for a little while. And
yeah, I'd like to have some of that myself.
Yeah, I was thinking that's a great. I wanted to know where you got it.
Yeah. So when do you start the next plantings of tomatoes, peppers, and things like that?
We start probably mid-August. I'll probably start doing some of my tomatoes, maybe a little bit earlier. I'm not going to do a lot of spring, you know, type crops for the fall. Maybe just tomatoes, actually. But I will start my fall, like cold plants and stuff like that in September. About mid-September, I'll start putting seeds in trays for all my, you know, cabbage, collards, broccoli, cauliflower, things like that.
So
that I can get it in the ground by mid-October. I like to shoot for the 20th of October to get my fall garden planted.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's what I aim for.
So you grow a lot of edibles, but what do you grow fruit on your property?
Yeah, I got fruit. I got right now we're picking figs, like Tom is.
Yep.
We're picking figs, and I got my pears are starting. They're not ready yet, but they're getting there. They're getting big. And I got Japanese persimmons and tried to grow blueberries, but the deer keep eating them down, so
wow.
I'm giving up on that. And my grapes, too. They eat all the defoliate my grapevines.
Oh, my.
So some of these things I have trouble with, but they don't seem to bother the figs and the pears and the persimmons and things like that. So I got those going. I got a lot of citrus, too. I got 17 citrus trees, and they've never bothered with that either. So
You want to know about
a lot with those.
I was asking Tom if you grew raspberries.
No, I've tried it years ago, but didn't have much success, so I haven't tried again.
Yeah,
I haven't done. I didn't. Same with apples. I tried apples at one point. I had a couple, 2 or 3 years, and they just, I guess, they got blight or something. They died out.
Wow.
I haven't fooled too much with those things.
So Jim, it gets cold in your area. How cold does it get? And are your plants cold sensitive?
Well, yeah, I guess they are, but we got down to 21 this last winter one morning, and I've got them all in what I call little microclimates, where I got some real big oak trees on the north edge, and I plant them behind that, and like sort of like under the porch of their branches, some of them. It's probably not ideal for a full sun, but I get plenty of citrus out here. We grow a lot, and I just planted, I installed an avocado this a couple months ago. It's called a Fantastic, and it's supposed to get down to 15 degrees. That's what it's advertised. So I planted in the same area where I got a Rangipo lime growing, and that's been there for several years. I get limes and stuff like that. So it's, you know, but it's like a little micro environment on the south side of some big oak trees and stuff, and it seems to make a difference.
You know, Jim, I think it's amazing that you can grow citrus so well, because you're often 5 degrees colder than even Tallahassee, for instance. And
we get colder than Gainesville most of the time. And I guess they just harden off is what I'm guessing. You know, like you were saying, they kind of get acclimated to the cold and gives them a chance to harden off.
Well, they used to grow citrus in Georgia for a while.
Yeah, they did for a while.
And yeah. So do you think...
That doom is up there.
So do you... why do you think the citrus, you're not getting citrus greening?
That's a good question. Maybe because I'm so isolated out here.
I'm thinking also, too, the psyllids probably don't last the cold.
Yeah, I think it's so cold. Yeah.
And I release those Texas aerial wasps, what do you call them? The Texas aerial wasps.
Good for you.
I've been releasing those, and I did what Tom advised me a long time ago, and I spray monthly with citrus nutritional oil.
Good for you.
I've been doing that. So I just, you know, tried to do that. And so far, I guess I'm just so isolated out here. There's not a lot of citrus around here or anything like that.
I think you're so cold, too. It just knocks.
Yeah, the cold probably helps, but it's funny that it doesn't hurt the trees.
Yeah. Is there any additional fruit you'd like to add? You got so many different ones.
I don't think so, Tom. I think I'm about maxed out. I just, I can't really think of anything else. I got plenty of everything I need. And I don't think I will.
Okay. And so, what do you do with the excess harvest?
We have a food pantry here in Trenton. A lot of my citrus goes to family and friends. I give away a lot of stuff. It makes a good Christmas gift to friends and family. But we have a senior food pantry, they call it, in Trenton, Florida. And I take a lot of stuff over to them. They're always real appreciative of getting it. We took them a lot of corn this year. And I always give them citrus, stuff like that. It messed us up a little bit last year with the COVID. So I had to take it down to Bronson. There's a food pantry down there. They were still open. But they closed the one in Trenton temporarily because of the COVID thing. But they're back open again. So
I know you don't need to irrigate right now, and you've had a pretty good rain. But how do you take care this spring? How did you get everything watered?
Well, I got an overhead sprinkler in my garden, which I just water when I need to. But my fruit trees, I just water as needed, which isn't that often. They seem to hang in there pretty well. And if I do need to, I can run a hose to them and run it, you know. But we've been getting so much rain here lately, I haven't had to worry about that.
That's a great gardener right there.
He has a great garden. It's a lot of space there, and you have fun doing it, and Ruth likes to grow the flowers. And you preserve a lot of it also. You didn't mention that. Yeah.
Yeah, we put a lot of stuff in the freezer, like corn and tomatoes and things like that. Field peas. My wife loves those, so we put greens. We put a lot of greens in there, kale and collards.
He grows it all.
Spinach.
You're amazing. It's just great to have you on, Jim. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Jim, thanks. Well, we appreciate you being here.
Well, I appreciate you, Tom and Joni, and you too, Teresa, and good luck to you. And it's been great listening to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And have a great Independence Day weekend.
You
there
too.
You go. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. That's Jim Allison. Gardener extraordinary in Newberry, Florida, and you can tell he's just having a ball.
It's wonderful. Now we need some text messages.
Yes.
23680.
Yeah, we don't have text, and we need your phone call.
And Joni needs a phone call, so give us a call.
1-888-45-LAWN or 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-455-2785 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-2785. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-455-2785.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It helps if I turn up my headset so I can hear what I'm saying, besides what I said. Anyway, thank you for being with us today. Looks like we're going to be getting some more rain, but maybe nothing abnormal for the 4th of July. Anyway, so.
No, you know. We get normal summer rains. It's just that it's coming in such downpours now. We have a hurricane coming.
Yeah, and hopefully the hurricane, by the time it gets here, will be a tropical storm and downgrade it even further
that
from
would
that.
Be great.
From that, maybe. I tell you what, let's get Joni in. What do you say? You ready, Joni? I want to know more about the lightning bugs. And I have to tell you a quick story. When Joni and I got married, our wedding anniversary, by the way, was yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah. And when we got married, my dad released lightning bugs in Maryland. That's where we went. Released lightning bugs into our bedroom. So when we're when we're going to sleep, there's lightning bugs flying all around.
Yeah, that's true.
You're on, Joni.
Okay. Why had that happened? I don't know. Okay. Okay. When we first came to Florida, we had a few fireflies, also known as lightning bugs, in our yard. After a few years, they had all disappeared. Where did they go? Well, they are still here, and lots of them somewhere. I don't think they like to be in opening areas and would rather be in places where there aren't many of us humans.
Yes, you know? I think you're right.
Fireflies are not really flies, but are beetles. There are more than 1,900 different species in the world.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
And right here in Florida, we have, how many do you think?
I think it's 20-some, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
I
don't know.
How about 50?
She's got it. 50 species of them.
Wow, that was a good guess. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
If you want to see them, spend an evening along the Florida-Georgia state line. For some reason, that is the most prolific area for them in all North America.
Huh.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, well, there it is.
I thought Maryland was. My backyard in Maryland.
Okay. The weird thing is not all fireflies can light up your evening. One type is only active during the day. The others are only active at dusk. They have organs that display differences in their flashing abilities and also differences in colors, from yellow, green, to an amber orange.
Mm-hmm.
The adults don't eat anything. Their only thought is reproduction, but the young do eat. The meals consist of snails, worms, and other invertebrates.
Huh.
Now, what makes them firefly light up? It's a chemical reaction producing light but not heat, and triggers the firefly's nerve impulses and produces a flash of light. The flashing is a signal between male and female. The males fly around flashing while the female waits patiently in the grass, and signals back to the man. Sort of a you light up my life thing. Well, you'll see. Now, do you have fireflies in your yard?
You know, I have not seen any for a long time. You wouldn't see them in downtown.
No. When we grew up in Polk County in Winter Haven, we used to see them in the ditches.
Yeah.
But we didn't see them. And a lot of people have said, well, it's all the chemicals and everything like that. I don't think that's necessarily it.
Yeah. You know? I just think they don't like to be where people are.
Exactly.
It destroys their habitat. And, when I was in Maryland, we had tons of them. I mean, they were all over the place. Yeah. And when I was in college in a botany class, we made the substance that lights up in their abdomen.
How did you do that? What did you do with it?
It was a phosphorus compound, and we made it up, and it's natural in plants also.
Oh, that's
And so
cool.
We made it up, yeah. Let's go to Bill right now. Let's go to Bill, and we'll catch Beverly on the come around. Bill in Georgetown. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, I had to call in when I heard your announcement. I said, man, I've got to... it's taken me 30 years to get you broke into where I can harass you, and you know that, and you harass me back knowing that I don't take anything the wrong way, and I really enjoyed that, the give and take that we've had.
Me too.
I'm going to miss that, and I'll give you an example, Teresa, that a few years ago I called in and asked him about, I said my muscadine grapes weren't, they're being attacked by everything. I said, what should I do? He said, maybe you should just buy your grapes at the store. And I think that was a very good answer.
Well, Bill, it's been our pleasure, that's for sure. And you've been to a number of our programs also. Mm-hmm. And I know Joni will miss being able to harass you on the phone also.
No.
And the lightning bugs, when I used to live down in South Florida, the most I've ever seen was around the southwest rim of the Rim Canal around Lake Okeechobee.
Huh.
There were thousands of them, but that was years ago, and I don't see that now.
Yeah, I think everything's getting more populated and things of that nature.
And I only
habitat.
Have like one or two every year around here, and they're usually in April, and that's when that you don't see them after that. And as far as the citrus greening goes, I don't have much of a problem with it up here either.
Too
but
cold.
One thing that I do have problems with is the leaf miners.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cold enough anymore, and I get one flush of growth, and after that, the leaf miners set right in on my citrus.
There you go. Bill, thank you very much. We got to go. But we appreciate
right.
it. Appreciate you
thank
being
you,
part of the program.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break, and then Beverly, hang in there with us, will you? Because Beverly's up next
in
Tallahassee, and she's going to give us an update here. And she will wants information on pruning fruit trees, so we'll give her a chance. I have a number of text messages. Thank you, everyone, sending those in to us. So coming back, we will have plenty to talk about. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCoven, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell introduced the original cookies and cream ice cream. So every time you dig into that familiar creamy vanilla ice cream that's loaded with chunks of chocolate cream cookies, you can say thanks. You're more than welcome.
The good old days.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
The 4th of July is a time to reflect on the privileges and responsibilities of being an American. But this is not an easy day for America when it comes to a decline in values, the breakdown of the family, materialism, sexual immorality, and crime. It seems as if we Americans have lost our way. But I propose that our problem isn't that Americans don't care. People care passionately about what they feel is right. But therein lies the problem. We seem determined to do what we feel is right in our own eyes. But the real issue is that we're not capable of doing what is right on our own, no matter how well-intentioned. This is why God gave us the Bible, to teach us His perfect ways. We must stop trying to do what is right in our own eyes and begin seeking to do what is right in God's eyes. It's the key to God blessing America. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa and Tom are here at the microphones. Joni's answering your phone calls. And Colton has us under control. Without him, you know, we wouldn't...
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And do as best I can.
And without our next caller, we might not have all the information we need.
We are so happy she's calling in. I love talking with her. I love seeing her beautiful pictures in the garden. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are y'all?
Well, we're here. That's half the battle. Joni didn't want to get up this morning, but we convinced her.
Well, you know, I realized last week you were asking if people actually were up at 7 to listen to the show. Of course, I set my alarm because Saturday's the one day that I won't wake up at 4 o'clock. But you can tell the people who don't wake up early because they call in at 8:45.
yeah, that's right, exactly.
can you call them and let them know we are on earlier?
Yeah. You take down their numbers and email them to me, and I'll give them what for.
You'll do wake up calls.
Yeah. So, and I'm not saying my goodbyes yet, but
okay.
So, overall this week we've only had about a half an inch of rain, but it's that summer afternoon rain that we always get up here.
Yeah.
But it's been wet enough that it's rotting my tomatoes, and my husband can't really mow very well. You know, it's
yeah, stays too moist. Yeah.
Yeah, it's too moist. But let me get to my question so we have time. I have pronounced Fuyo persimmon.
Fuyo.
And it's getting big, and it's so beautiful. It looks like the shape of it looks like a giant pettiskirt under someone in Gone with the Wind. You know, real beautiful and full. It's so pretty, but the branches are on the ground. So can you? You know, I need to cut some of them, but do you have an idea how many inches up from the ground is good for the tree, or do I just eyeball it?
You know, there's no set standard for it, but I would get it up so it doesn't touch the ground. And so you can at least keep everything cleaned out underneath the tree, which says you probably want it up a foot or so at least.
So maybe, I can mow under it?
Yeah, maybe 2 feet. You know, if the tree's big enough to handle that type of pruning, I'd get it up 2 feet off the ground.
Okay, and then the other thing, you always talk about keeping certain fruit trees down at the top so you can harvest the fruit.
Yeah.
Well, it's got that 1 liter... I don't know if you call it a stem.
Yeah, central leader.
The essential leader, and it's about 2 feet up above the last branches, but I don't want to cut that, do I?
How tall is the tree?
Oh, maybe 14, 15
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, cut it.
Cut it, yeah. I would cut it.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not going to damage.
Not going to damage anything. Make it better.
All right, and then let's see. I could talk to y'all all day long, but I know you have other guests and you got breaks coming up, and I'll call back.
Okay,
please do.
And you better be there.
Oh, we'll be here to the 31st.
To the end of July, right?
Yeah, end of July. Yes, promise.
Okay.
Thank you, Beverly.
Okay. Beverly, thank you very much. And then Teresa's going to be here after that. So,
I'm going to be here, and we're going to be trying to fill your shoes.
Yeah,
and
you won't have any trouble doing that.
Oh,
You and I worked together for a long time. Regretfully, I've got my imprint on you.
You have made an impression.
Yeah,
that's
let's see
good.
What we got here. Lily of the Nile did not bloom very well this year. They've been a lot of flowers in the past years. Any ideas? Dry spring,
I think. And it may just have taken a break this year, so I would just make sure that it's getting watered and it's getting fertilizer.
And
maybe a little tired.
Not too congested.
They can divide them up.
Yep, no problem there. Let's see. Planted lime tree, I guess, in the ground, and it grew out quickly. Can I prune it now? The branches are out of control. Does not produce much fruit lately.
Well, you can cut anything that's out of control any time of the year. Limes produce all year round. So I would look at it and see if there's any fruit coming out, and I would just clip the ones that are not. If they don't have fruit, clip it.
I'd go ahead and prune it, I would think. I've got time to sneak this one in. I have a crepe myrtle that really wants to grow, but it's in a terrible spot. Hardly any sun. Has grown about a foot in years, but won't die. I want to move. Is it okay at this time of year? It's a tough time to move anything.
It is with the heat. So I would just say that, you can might as well wait until fall. Let it drop its leaves and then do it then.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd wait till it gets cool. And that means it's easier on you and on the tree also. Hey, we got Lance Walheim coming up, right?
We do. BioAdvance, a great friend of Better Lawns and Gardens, and I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, and he's going to be talking about citrus. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Citrus care. And remember, he's a citrus farmer, so he knows what he's doing. And he'll probably have some thoughts on greening and what we're going to do and should we plant citrus, all those types of things.
Can't wait to talk to him.
Of course, we'll be waiting for your phone calls. You might want to wait till Lance's segment is over, but keep the number handy, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text me right now, 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.